Hey, greetings, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you an interesting topic today that came to my mind recently. Very sad, actually. It's very sad. It's called A Hinged Bus and Hiding Sin. A Hinged Bus and Hiding Sin. Let me read a scripture verse to you. Job 31:33. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom. Yeah, Brother Jim and Sister Debbie were on the gospel road a year ago, and we were camped out at a Walmart parking lot, and we saw a huge hinged bus come in, and I saw some scripture verses on the bus, and I wanted to go talk to the man before I could talk to him. The bus rolled out, but I did get their website, got his email. Him and I began to email back and forth, and I want to share with you the sad story of this hinged bus and hiding sin. So I emailed him and started talking to him, asking him what the gospel was. He was traveling across the country, living in this huge, like, commuter hinged bus, and he said he was passing out the gospel to people. And the gospel he gave me was very much an easy believe, Calvinistic, Baptist-like gospel. And when I asked him, well, what about the biblical gospel, we began to go through it. It didn't go very well, very quickly. I asked him about repentance and turning from sin, and he said, well, we change our mind, but nobody can leave sin. And when I gave him the biblical gospel, tried to help him in love to get to know him better, he rejected me. He said I was a legalist. He said, you can never walk and live that way, that if we just believe in Jesus, we're going to be fine. We don't have to worry about all that stuff. And we parted ways. And I actually put a teaching up about him on the internet to warn people about him. And we went our way. And that was over a year ago. And recently, this is really interesting to me. Recently, when Brother Jim went through some heavy persecution this weekend, and I had great grief in my spirit as I went to bed one night, and I was had physically been persecuted, was hurting physically, but more so I was hurting spiritually. Grief. I'm laying down trying to sleep, and at 1 a.m. I got a message from somebody on Facebook that said, hey, we saw your testing about the hinged bus man. Have you heard about him? And I said, no. And they said, he's in jail now. And I said, what? And they gave me the details. I won't go into it in depth. Here's the details. Turns out he was up in Canada, where he's from. He got arrested. He was sexually abusing children on that bus. And it came out that he had been addicted to porn for many years. He got sentenced to over 10 years in jail, and he'll be a registered sex offender the rest of his life. And that took me to a lower level of grief that night. And I think God was doing something in me. Grieving for my enemies, grieving for this wicked church that persecuted me, grieving for the world that believes the lies. Then this heaped on top, grieving for this man. He destroyed his family and his marriage. And it just got me thinking that the fruit, what we see over and over. Brother Jim has hundreds of stories like this. I really do, sadly, to tell you. But this is why I stand so hard on the gospel, that a person must place their faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his death and resurrection for the defeating of sin and the defeating of death, that you must repent, change your mind and your ways, turn from the world, your flesh, man-made religion, and seek after God's truth. If you do that, God will give you a new heart and a new mind to overcome sin, to put down the flesh, to put down the old man and the old ways, and walk in holiness and obedience, and then endure in that for the rest of your life. This man rejected that. He believed he didn't need that. He believed he didn't need to fight sin. He believed he did not need to come out of the world. He believed that he did not need a new heart and a new mind. He just needed to raise his hand and believe in Jesus. Look at the trail of devastation in that man's life. All the people he was witnessing to will go, wow, he's witnessing to us while he was sexually abusing children. Yeah, when I told him to repent and follow Christ, he told me, I'm fine, you're a legalist, you're too holy. He was caught up in pornography, probably abusing those children at that time as well. He was a liar. He was a double-minded man. He rejected the truth of God and a worker of God to hold fast to his sin that ended up destroying him. I hope he repents now. I'm going to reach out to him in jail. I'm going to try. I hope he repents now. I hope he sees his great need. I hope he turns. While his life has been destroyed, his soul can be salvaged. Redemption is there for him. I love him. I hope he repents. Hope he's learned his lesson. So I just want to tell you that story, sad story about a hinged bus and hiding sin. He was living in sin. He was hiding it. He thought he could fool God. He thought he could, well, clearly he could fool me. Thought he could fool the Lord, but he couldn't. His sin found him out. You know, even if you are able to keep your sin from finding you out in this life, it's gonna find you out in the next life. The Bible says in Hebrews, it's appointed unto man once to die and then face judgment. What judgment are you going to face? Ask yourself. Have you placed your sins under the blood of Christ by forsaking them? And each time you slip and fall into sin, do you repent and forsake it and turn from it? Whatever it is, do you throw those cigarettes out? Do you smash your TV that causes you to look at porn? Do you leave people that cause you to be angry? Forsake it for the Lord. Put it under the blood of Christ. And 1 John says, he's faithful and just. He'll cleanse us. If you hold to sin, if you live a worldly life, if you live false man-made religion and its wicked traditions, your sins aren't forgiven and they're coming for you. And there's going to be a judgment one day. So I want to share these stories so that when you know, Brother Jim, why are you so standing hard on holiness and against sin and the biblical gospel? Folks, I see the trail of devastation in people's lives all over when they reject God's ways, not my ways, and they cling to what they think is right. I'll leave you with the last scripture verse. Go look this one up. It's in Proverbs. It's one of my favorite. There's a way that seems right to a man. In the end, it leads to death. It's either physical death and then spiritual death. Hell and judgment, the wrath of God. How are you doing at that? Have you put yourself under the blood of Christ to be made new through repentance? Are you walking in holiness and obedience because you're born again? And are you enduring in the faith to the end? I hope that man remembers our conversation. I pleaded with him to turn from his worldliness and his lukewarm view of sin and holiness. He laughed at me and left. He's not laughing now sitting in that jail, I hope. I hope he's repentive. I'm going to reach out to him to see if I can call him to the gospel. I hope you're living your life according to the eternal word of God. Hey, this is Brother Jim. We love you all. Down the gospel road we go, preaching the gospel, making disciples, exposing false teachers, no matter the cost. Check us out at don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Go to the sisters blog. All for free, because we love God. We love our neighbor. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Embrace that risen Savior. We love you all. May God be praised.